Listening Library presents Adeline Falling Star by Mary Pope Osborne, read for you by Elena Erica Davis. The night I was born on Horse Creek, the sky rained fire. Dogs howled and growled. Arapaho warriors put on red war paint and did a death dance. Leastwise, that's what Pa tells me. He says my hair was as black as a crow's wing, my eyes the color of a mud pond, but my skin was the color of a half-tan fox hide, plainly showing the mix of white and Indian blood. My Ma told me Pa was so proud he shouted with joy, "Out of her way and let her ride!" But my Arapaho grandpa, running in a circle, did not take an immediate liking to me. He thought I had something to do with the strange doings in the sky. "The Great Spirit is angry with this birth. He is shooting arrows of fire at us. We must kill her." "Hold on there, in-law. You're talking wildcat gibberish. She's my little darter." When things didn't seem to be straightening out, Pa got on his horse and galloped for Bent's Fort. He came back with Doc Hempstead, who wanted to know why there was all this commotion over a tiny half-breed baby. When running in a circle repeated his theory about the fire arrows, Doc set him right. "Oh, I don't think so. I got me a special knowledge called science. It explains how a bunch of dirty old rocks sometimes fall through the sky, and when they get near the earth, they burn up. That's the fire you saw. They're called meteors, or falling stars, if you like pretty words. But one thing's certain, they don't have anything to do with the birth of this pretty little mongrel baby." Running in a circle sensed that Doc's knowledge had a truth to it.